Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sound bites from the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in the English language that starts with F.
Bite me with Coach Harbaugh.
I thought Lamar had a great game. You know, I mean, he was on point against man coverage. They were loading the box up against the run and playing a lot of man coverage, which they had not done a lot of throughout the course. We had a lot of first and second down play action passes up. Guys like Zay running crossing routes and sail routes, whipping those guys, and they were on our guys. But enough separation, Lamar dotted, these guys made contested catches on the run, and then made guys miss with the after the catch as well. So just proud of all those guys, Zay, Mark, Isaiah, Bate, everybody did a good job.
Jeremy, you pointed this out earlier. Why would you play man-to-man coverage against the Ravens offense?
Well, I think most teams, if you're going to, you have to play with a quarterback spy, and you have to have, you know, the kind of the right personnel to do it. I think what Mike said earlier kind of rings true is like, look, the other stuff wasn't working. You got to try whatever you can to slow this team down. But when they went man-to-man, I felt like Lamar was playing with his food. Like, he's just looking back like, what do I want to take? What do I want to do here? And then eventually, once Derrick Henry got rolling, good night.
John Harbaugh said this wasn't just a win, it was the ultimate team win.
Heck of a game, heck of an environment, playoff feel out there with the crowd and everything. Fans from both teams, loud, very tough physical game against a tough physical football team that was playing at the high, has been and did play at the highest level. Very, I guess the ultimate team win. You know, all three phases contributed to the win when they had to, overcame adversity. Long drives on offense, big stops on defense, particularly on third down, which they were the number one third down offense in the league going into this thing. And I thought our front did a great job of containing the quarterback. So we're just appreciative and grateful and humble and hungry for the next challenge. But that's a big win. I'm proud of the guys. And we got prospered. We got prospered on that victory. So
we got what on that victory?
Prospered.
I'm going to just make sure.
Prospered.
Prospered.
Your thoughts on his comments.
Success in material terms.
Yes.
He's making up stuff.
Flourish physically. Grow strong and healthy. We have prospered.
Yeah. I think he was looking, because you could tell there's that break when he's talking, and he's like looking for a word, kind of. Yeah.
The prospered. Word was pass defense. That's what you were looking for. Yeah. You didn't have it.
Prospered.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. Your thoughts on the battle against the Commanders? Because you said, Mike, if the Commanders didn't have Jaden Daniels, that would have been a beatdown.
Oh, that's a blowout. That's a blowout. He kept them in the game. I mean, that's all they had. I mean, and he kept their offense on the field at times. Defensively, kept them off the field, because the longer they stayed on it, it was just glaring that they couldn't match up with the Ravens. That's all they had. Now, you can build around him. I mean, he's the guy, and he showed why he is the guy. But I mean, if I were the Commanders fans, I would have been jazzed about watching him play. And I understand where they're going. I mean, you get him some tools, you get him some weapons.
Just get a defense and you'll be fine. I mean, he's got, like, I like the way that they use their wide receivers. I think Cliff Kingsbury's incredibly intelligent, setting guys up, putting them in positions to succeed. I think Terry McLaurin's been underrated for years. But, yeah, I mean, look, the Brian Robinson's healthy. I still don't think he runs against his team, but he still gives them another option in the pass game as well. But overall, they need some help on that defensive side of the ball.
They need some corners. If you can't cover, again, you're not getting off the field. And they couldn't get off the field. Ravens were 6 of 10 in third down situations.
St. Jude's?
Coach Harbaugh, what was the difference in the game?
Yeah, I definitely think that's the offensive story of the game. You know, absolutely. The fact that they did that, we expected that. We didn't know if they were going to play a lot of man or not, but they did. I understand why they did. With all the quarterback and the run game stuff, they felt like they had to. They know how to stop that stuff. They run those plays. And for Lamar to put those passes where he did and for the guys to make those plays was the difference in the game.
Yeah, the passing game. That was the difference in the game, Jerry Gah.
Yeah. I mean, look, you saw what they were able to get done here. And again, going from it from all facets, we do this thing. We send out what our up and down is going to be. And you picked your down being Brandon Stevens. And I'm going, man, I just felt like they did everything they were supposed to. I thought Jaden Daniels made a lot of nice throws. I could sit here and nitpick the secondary, but it's not something I'm going to do. It's just one of those games where they did everything they were supposed to. They come out with a win. I thought it would be more of a blowout. But again, Jaden Daniels was just so good on offense, he kept them in the game.
It really was a blowout. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. You never got a sense that they were serious, that they were going to upset the Ravens. Not at one point.
Yeah, Jeremy, stop calling it. It was a blowout.
It was a blowout.
But the point is, too, like, I started to look at, okay, what about penalties? They had some penalties on key downs, but they didn't have a lot of penalties. You start looking at some of the other stuff, turnovers. The one turnover they had was off of receiver's hand, so I'm not necessarily going to fault Lamar for, but it counts, you know, and that's how you start off the game. And even with a negative,
reach.
Even with a negative, I'm always defending receivers. I don't agree with that. as you look at some of the negatives that happen, they overturn that or like work past it with even that happening to start the game off and basically giving Washington the ball to start both halves.
Even more reasons why it was a blowout. Right there. You just named them all. The Ravens had this, and it wasn't a game. It was kind of boring, actually.
They punted once the entire night.
And it was 50 yards.
Yep.
50-yard punt one time. That's it. Look, I don't have a lot to do today, so I'm just going to put this one 50 yards off my foot because I'm not punting again today, so I might as well just let it all go on this one punt.
Stout went out and raked the leaves, washed his car.
But as Rob pointed out,
you guys need something from the store? I'm making a run.
I like the fact that we're coming in and there's no negatives that we're really talking about with John Harbaugh, right? Like, after every game we poked a hole in it with something. Like, why'd you call that dumb timeout? Why'd you challenge that? What does this even mean outside of we're trying to figure out what Prospered was?
That's more reason that's a blowout.
What? No,
he didn't have to challenge anything. He didn't have to call anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought this was a dominating performance outside of the final score.
That's because they prospered.
They got prospered too?
Yes.
Let's go to Kyle in Reisterstown. Kyle, what's up, man?
Because we prospered, Jeremy. What's up, fellas?
Good morning. Fellas?
Hey, look, I got something to say about John Harbaugh for bringing Dean Pease in. You know, I feel some way about what was Dean Pease doing yesterday, Mike? Other than preventative maintenance. Because that's what I think Dane Pease was doing when we started when they started catching all them balls on us. But really though, Lamar, other than he dropped back a little too deep a couple times, which allowed Washington Commanders defensive line to get the ups on them because the O line plays solid. I mean, they play solid. I noticed a lot of and on the defensive side of the ball, I noticed a lot of miscommunication on the back end. You know, guys, they was looking around. They wasn't lined up. But for the most part, did you guys notice how much Hamilton played on the back end?
I thought he played a little bit more than usual. Yeah.
He played a little more than usual, which means that I think that's Dean Pease. Do you, Mike, think about it? He usually play up on the line, or all around the line of scrimmage. All of a sudden, Dean Pease come in, and he's on the back end. Which, I mean, not a bad thing, but that just opened up Stevens. I mean, Stevens played good, but I'm all over the place. I know this, guys, because I'm trying to fit it all in one.
You're always all over the place. Go ahead.
Pease, man. What do you guys think about him? What is he doing? What is his job?
I don't know his job. I know his job title. I don't know his role with the team. And it was 1 week.
And, yeah, again, we don't know what type of impact he had already. It's not like the defense was outstanding and he came in and they gave up all these pass plays. They were ranked last, so I don't know what you expect.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd say for people that weren't watching the game on TV, maybe you're at it, what he's talking about with Lamar dropping back too far. It's something Tony Romo brought up on the broadcast of how many steps back he took. When he took two more to try to create another angle, it created a better angle for the pass rushers to be able to get to him upfield. Right. So that's what he pointed out. It happened once.
I thought that there were times when he held the ball too long, but the pass protection was good.
Mm-hmm.
And if your pass protection is good enough, then you can sit there and hold the ball. I don't have a problem with that.
Mike Preston's report called at 9:30, but on the other side, we go around the NFL, pick out MVPs up next on The Fan.
Around the NFL.
9:15 in the a.m. Monday morning quarterback, presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Going around the league and picking out MVPs. What do you have, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'll start it off with a man in Tampa Bay that just keeps getting it done week after week, Chris Godwin.
Fake it to Irving. Out to Godwin. In space, and he picks up the first down and pinballs his way inside the 40 and on to the races. Chris Godwin's second touchdown of the day, and Tampa Bay is back out in front.
Chris Godwin kind of reminds me, and I don't want to be disrespectful to him, but I hold this guy in high regard, like Keenan Allen light. The route running, the possession receiver, getting open, making plays. He does have a nose for the end zone. 11 receptions, 125 yards, and two touchdowns. Love watching this guy work. Was wondering how it was going to work out with Baker Mayfield there. Mayfield had a big game with four touchdowns, but three picks to go along with it.
Who else?
All right, my other one goes to right here in Baltimore. Zay Flowers, 9 receptions for 132 yards, getting all that done in the first half, right? No catches in the second half.
None and no touchdowns.
Yeah, so just like all that work you put in the first half really established the Ravens in their lead, and then it was just stay ahead, basically. You know, you drive down the field and score, and you hope you give up less. And
I want him to become a touchdown maker, though. He's that guy.
Get him out in space.
Yeah, he needs to have double-digit touchdowns every year.
Yeah. So, I mean, offense looks good, and he's a big part of it, and we talked about it last week. Number one wide receivers against the Commanders. Every week they've gone off, except for last week against the Browns. They stink.
What's the key to turning your season around? Playing the Cowboys. And Jared Goff is my first MVP.
Get into that in a second. Oh, here's a little trickery. Straight Brown back to Goff. Flea flickers. Got LaPorta. Wide open. Sam LaPorta. Foot race towards the end zone. Diving.
Unreal. That's courtesy of Fox Sports. Jared Goff, 18 of 25. Didn't that to throw it a lot. 315 yards passing. Averaged 12, a little over 12 and a half yards per attempt. Three touchdowns with a passer rating of 153.8. As the Detroit Lions beat up on the Cowboys 47-9. And yeah, it's one we're going to talk about a lot. You know why? Because when you're the Cowboys and you're at home and you lose that badly and you haven't won a game yet at home, it deserves to be talked about, and that's one of them. I don't know what they're going to do, but they need some answers and some explaining to do out there down there in Big D, because the money that they're putting in, they're not getting the product for it. But Jared Goff went in town and he tore them up. This is their second blowout in a little bit of time, isn't it? Didn't they get blown out in the playoffs?
Yeah.
So, Will, six games in, he got blown out in the playoffs. Not looking good at home. Jared Goff looked good. My second MVP, you had a local flavor with Zay Flowers and yours. I have a local flavor with mine as well. This young man played high school football at Calvert Hall. From Calvert Hall, he went to college at Syracuse. And now he is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sean Tucker, 14 carries. 136 yards rushing. He had 9.7 yards a carry, one touchdown. And normally, Mike, if you have 14 carries for 136 yards, that means you broke off for 50 yard or plus, right?
Yeah.
You know, his longest was 36. That means he was consistently just hitting them in the mouth for 7 yards, 8 yards, 10 yards, 30. You know what I mean? When you have 136 yards rushing on only 14 carries and you don't have a banger for 50 or more, that means you were just killing them every carry.
Yep.
And that's what he was doing to the New Orleans Saints yesterday as the Bucs win 51-27. Who are yours, Mike Preston?
Well, we're all picking at that Bucs game. I mean, Baker Mayfield, three turnovers, and then he ends up, throwing for 325 yards, four touchdowns, and they beat the Saints 51-27. You can say whatever you want about Baker Mayfield.
I don't have nothing to say about him.
He's a competitor. Like he's a competitor.
I like him.
And some people don't like him and his attitude, but the guy plays and he plays hard. And the other person, you know, is the Philadelphia Eagles fans. I really loved them just kind of chirping at Nick Sirianni, their head coach. I mean, they beat the Browns yesterday 20-16. But you deserve to get booed. Your team stinks. You might get fired by the end of the season. And
came off the bye. That's the best you had.
Yeah, and people pay money. And as long as they're not totally rude and flipping you off and so forth and saying the wrong stuff,
even if they do
can do whatever they want.
Even if they flip you off. Right. I agree, you know, some things you probably shouldn't say around people. But as long as you're not throwing anything at me, we're good.
Right, you're paying money. You can do whatever you want to do. And, hey, just be quiet. Coach your team. All right. And get better.
I mean, he was spending a lot of time chirping back at them.
Way too much time. You know, coach your team. That's all you need to do. Play better. Then they stop yelling at you.
Yeah. I mean, and you know how Philly is. They're petty anyway. You let them know they're getting under your skin.
It's over. You're done. You're done.
They're going to continue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're done.
You like Nick Sirianni yet?
I don't like his lips. I don't think he has any. No. It's just, I don't know with him, man. They had some success and made a run. I don't know what goes on with their offense. They were trying to devise a running game. Yesterday, it was kind of weird. Like, Saquon Barkley didn't get going, which you fully expected against the Browns team. That I know their defense is better than what the numbers have shown, but they've just been bad all year. That being said, I understand why fans want him out, because there's certain games you're watching like, oh, no, baby. What is you doing? It's like, what? Why are you calling that? Why did we just run three pass plays when you know you should have run it twice? You know what I mean? There's certain situations in games where I'm just not sold on him. I'm not telling you he's a bad coach. I'm indifferent.
Now, Joe, you got some info for us on the Philly radio stations?
Yeah, I follow them because I think it's really funny how intense they are about every single sport. But, like, they were, like, destroying him. That's their flagship radio station. They're like, I can't believe this guy is doing this right now. And well, I can't remember who it was, but it was basically like his immediate reaction to him talking to the fans was like, I know for a fact 10 minutes from now he's going to get in his press conference and say it's hard to win in this league. And that's exactly what he said.
This can't be true. Well, Rashawn, I'm on New York Post right now. Rashawn just sent me
headlines
to the New York Post.
It says, blinding sunlight in AT&T Stadium plays role in Cowboys' loss.
This can't be true, right?
I can't believe the sun kept going down when Goff was quarterbacking. Jeez, it's weird.
That can't be true, though, right? I'm in the Post right now. I don't see it.
Dude, half the stuff in the Post isn't real. Like, I read everything in the world is stupid. They make up half the things that they're doing, I feel like.
No, I mean, it can't be a real article.
But that is very true.
I think it is a real article.
It's very true what you just said.
Yeah.
They make up a lot of stuff.
It's just like, okay, I'm going to run with this. And then there's a lot of opinion pieces in there, too, that aren't necessarily just factual, which there's nothing wrong with it. But, I mean, again, I love the New York Post because it fills up the world of stupid really simple. But, yeah, I mean, look, that blinding sunlight, I can't believe it only affected half the field and half the game whenever Dak was playing. Jeez.
Let's go to Al in Columbia. What's up, Al?
Hello. I'm doing my trippy impersonation. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, man?
Man, per usual, on my way to math class. All right, I have two questions, Rob and Jeremy. Question number one, how come, like, in the first half, I noticed when Zay usually goes off, he'll have an amazing first half, but the second half, they, like, you know, cool him off a bit. I know it's an offensive game plan, but I think to myself, the last time the Ravens had a receiver to go over 100-plus yards, like in a high 100, was Steve Smith back in 2015 against the Bengals when he had, like, what, 14 catches for 186 yards and two scores. And my second question is, do you think Hollywood Brown and Zay Flowers will make a good duo?
No. I asked you a second question, no. Absolutely not.
I mean, I don't like having two undersized receivers on the team as it stands.
Lamar Jackson with 20 of 26. So I'm thinking if a guy had 9 receptions for 132 in the first half, what did the defense do? They rolled coverage to his side. So Lamar, being the smart quarterback, he used Mark Andrews.
And Rashad Bateman.
And Rashad Bateman, because if they're bracketing him, then that means they're leaving somebody unprotected. I'm not arguing with a man who's 20 or 26. Zay Flowers was wide open in the first half. He had his shine. Second half, the defense did something to take Zay Flowers away. Lamar said, Mike, okay, I don't care. I got other receivers.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and waste time looking for Zay. I'm going to hit the open guy. So I'm not, I mean, you got to get away from those stats. You know, you want more of 100. The guy had 100 yards receiving. I don't care.
That's a good day.
That's a good day.
It's a good half.
He did that much damage in the first half to the defense. If you're the Commanders, you're saying, listen, we got another half of football. We're not letting Zay Flowers beat us. So they didn't.
Man,
somebody else did.
Well, and it's fine, too, but it's a game flow as well. I mean, the difference in running the football, controlling the clock in the second half, seeing the success of Derrick Henry. And again, like, this is what I love about this offense more so than just having a CeeDee Lamb type, which, don't get me wrong, you'd love to have that guy. But there isn't a team that can go, we're taking away this one thing. Now, you want to take away the run game, good luck. But if you're going to pick one receiver in the pass game, it's probably Zay Flowers, but there's way more weapons to go to.
And that's what happened. When you have 9 for 132 in the first half, that defense, if I'm the defensive coordinator, Mike, I'm telling them, you better not let him catch another pass. I don't care what you do, don't let him catch another pass. And that's what they did.
The ideal matchup against the Ravens, have a good defensive line and some corners who can cover. That's the way you're going to beat them.
And not too many defenses are built that way anymore.
Well, Kansas City had it last year, but that's Kansas City. But there aren't too many defenses. You're correct. That are built like that.
Final thoughts and Monday Night Football preview at 9:45. But on the other side, the professor is here, and the kids on campus are saying don't take his class. Kind of rough. You'll find out up next on The Fan.
Preston's Report Card.
Brought to you by Rice Mirtha Pesaurus.
The aftermath of an accident can feel like you're getting wrecked again. Don't get wrecked twice. For the best advice, call Rice Mirtha Pesaurus at 410 Rice Law.
Preston's Report Card.
If you miss Mike Preston's report card segment, from 7:30, you can go to the Odyssey app and find out, just to catch you up on what's going on. But you can also go Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com as well. Mike Preston, you gave Lamar Jackson an A-. What do you give the running backs?
I gave them a B+. And I want to remind people, I don't give out a lot of A's. And plus, I am a tenured professor at the University of 105.7. So,
You gave the offensive line an A-.
Damn, class is in session.
Wide receivers an A-, defensive line an A, linebackers B, secondary C+, special team B+, coaching B. Mike, let's go start right with the coaching. What did the coaches do that impressed you in yesterday's win?
I thought Monken's game plan, I mean, he kept them totally off balance. They did exactly whatever they wanted to do in this game as far as running the ball, throwing the ball, tosses, and at the end, they went to the king, gave him the ball, and said, hey, let's close this out. Let's win this game. I like that formula for success. Defensively, they still got some issues, especially on the back end. Not sold on that group yet, but
you get that was your lowest grade this week, the C+ by the secondary.
Yep.
Is that something that could be fixed with the players, the personnel that they have now? Is it schematic or is it personnel?
I think it's all of those things involved. You know, I'm not sure they have this great cover corner back there. I think the kid Wiggins can play, but he's a rookie. Marlon Humphrey's kind of all over the place and guessing. As Bruce Larry used to call it, wagging, wild-ass guessing. That's that's Marlon Humphrey.
Oh, when he guesses right, everybody's celebrating.
You know, he did it against the Bengals, but how many touchdowns has he given up so far this year?
A wild-ass guess.
Yes. So
yeah, those sometime at my house.
I'm not saying a word. That's a beach ball there. Go ahead.
Running backs, you talked about the closer. I thought the way they used him yesterday, he got a lot of carries towards the end of the game. Talking about Derrick Henry.
Yep. He had 47 yards and 6 carries in the fourth period alone. I mean, and people keep saying, you need to use this guy more and more. No, you don't. You just keep winning games, and if you keep them in shape and keep them ready to go in the fourth quarter, you bring out the 247-pound weapon, ice it.
You think the Commanders took Justice Hill out of the game with game planning yesterday, one target? And again, this is not a thing that I'm blaming Lamar for. When you're 26 or 20, you're making the right decisions. But I noticed he wasn't as open yesterday as he's been in previous games.
Let me tell you something. He tried to run that wheel route once.
Yeah.
They locked down on that thing.
Yeah.
I was like, no, we're not having that. And that's just smart coaching. That's what you want to do, because how many teams has he come in and just beat up on by coming out of the backfield?
You know, his versatility, and we've talked about this a little bit. Like, I don't necessarily think I hate saying they didn't need him with how the game went, but they really didn't in some of the offensive plays they were running. But his pass pro, like picking up blocks on guys that are blitzing, whether it's he's helping, I think he does a phenomenal job there. And he had another one yesterday where he picked somebody up.
I mean, if you're going to be the third down back and
you better do something else better than run.
And you're not involved in the passing offense, you better learn how to block.
Oh, yeah.
And he's done that. And that's something that John Harbaugh has made. That's a point of emphasis ever since he became the head coach here. You will pass block in this offense.
Well, you have to. Like I said, I mean, that's part of your job, and I'm happy that they do it. Listen, one of the guys that I'm impressed with, Mike Preston, Travis Jones. You gave a D-line an A. I like big fella. I love Travis Jones.
And he's getting better. I mean, I was talking to
Jeremy about him last year.
I thought I at love the big fella. Beginning of the season, he may have come in a little heavy. Took him a little while to get in the shape, but then as the season has gone
on.
His
shape is round.
You know? But now he ain't round anymore. Yeah. That boy's starting to that sculpture up there a little bit. That body is starting to really take root. He's gonna be a beast.
Yeah.
He's gonna be a beast.
6'4", 338 is what they have him listed at, third year from UConn. I like his nasty. He's only 24 years old too.
Mm-hmm.
He just seems just downright nasty. Like he just I came with a bad disposition. You ain't changing it. I told you, Mike, when they had that little scuffle on the sidelines when Lamar got knocked out of bounds, everybody's going to the pile. He reached down, put his helmet on real nice, strapped up, and then ran right to the pile. Mama raised me. She just didn't raise me dumb.
Stanford educated common sense.
That's why I like you even more, my friend. Even more. What did you learn about the Ravens in this game that maybe you didn't know going into the game, Mike?
The thing that I keep seeing, and this is gonna happen. I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. Is these teams are stacking the line of scrimmage, and in the past postseason games, the Ravens could not find a way to overcome. In the last couple games, they've done that. And it's throwing the football where they challenge Lamar to say, you beat us down the field. You beat us with the intermediate passing game. You beat us with the long ball game. But you have to beat us. In the past two or three games, they've won. And I'm not saying that these defenses that he's faced, they're not as good as the teams that you're going to see in the postseason. But you want to see that happen. And I remember writing this last year, thinking maybe in the 3 or 4 games before the end of the season where they started getting the long ball back, and I'm like, okay, that's a major plus. Well, and then they get into the postseason, and it doesn't happen. Now you're seeing it more regular, and that's because not only because Lamar is playing better, but they have more weapons.
Like right now, do you think they're the best team in the AFC? Or do you still – because I know you're big on what you've done. The Chiefs are undefeated. They beat you. I get that. But, like, talent-wise right now?
No.
Okay.
Until somebody beats Kansas City – The title goes to Kansas City. I mean, because Patrick Mahomes, to do what he's done in 5-0.
I'm with you on that.
To with the talent, he's lost his running back. He's lost two receivers. And to be 5-0, that's pretty impressive. And people keep talking about it's him. They got this guy over there, coach's defense, Steve Spagnuolo, who's pretty good.
He's awesome, man.
Yeah. That's what I look at.
By the way, you said they're not going up against some of the playoff defenses. Maybe not all of them. But Lamar... 273 and 122 yards rushing against Kansas City. They lost by a touchdown on the road. Buffalo, team that in their first place in their division, they beat them 35-10. So, you know, that's two playoff defenses that he looked pretty good against.
But which defenses are good in the AFC right now?
I don't think that's my point. That's my point.
Buffalo's defense, they're soft. They're not very
good. So what defense should you worry about that you're going to face in the postseason?
The Jets' defense is really good, but again, their offense leaves them out to dry.
They may not make it.
One, Kansas City.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
That's what I keep saying. That's the team. That's where it goes. It goes to Kansas City.
I think what you saw at the end of last season in the AFC, at the beginning of this season on Thursday Night Football, is what you're going to see again the last game before the Super Bowl. And that's the AFC Championship game between these two teams. I don't think anybody can beat Kansas City in the AFC. And I think no one but Kansas City can beat the Ravens in the AFC. I think that's it. I think they're the best two teams in the AFC, Kansas City being the best.
I'm just wondering, is there a trade that could be made that kind of offsets the hierarchy in the AFC? Is there something that someone could get to put them over the top? Now, right now, the only thing we've heard is available are some of these wide receivers. And again, I don't know that Davante Adams going to a team all of a sudden puts them over the top. I think it would help the Steelers a ton if they got him. There's a lot of other things, but you still need the quarterback to get the ball from point A to point B.
God, just don't let him go to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Well, he won't, though, because he's in the same division.
I think Amari Cooper's more likely to go to Kansas City.
Well, that's fine. He won't go to Kansas City. They're not treating him in the division.
Davante Adams, Kansas City. Interesting.
I don't think the Raiders would trade it. They'd have to get.
I don't think it's going
to
happen.
They're rivals and in the same division.
Yeah.
If he went there, ooh, that's the one team that he makes better.
But to your point, he did say, if y'all trade me to the Saints, I'm retiring.
I don't blame him.
You and I were talking about it.
Was that because of Carr or because... Because that's what people thought. He wanted to go back with Carr. He was like, you trade me there, I'm retired.
I think Carr's hurt now, and then the fact of where they're at. You know,
yeah, right. That's what it was.
Nobody wants to play with a South Carolina quarterback, Rob.
You think he hurt my feelings? I told him how bad the dude was.
No, you told me that's an Oklahoma quarterback.
Exactly. I won't claim him. He said, got a South Carolina quarterback. No, he's from Oklahoma.
Spencer Rattler.
That's right. We just let him finish his eligibility with us. We praise DBs and wide receivers in South Carolina. Them quarterbacks. Final thoughts and the preview of tonight's Monday Night Football game up next. Monday Morning Quarterback on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Final thoughts.
Mike Preston, the Ravens win 30-23 over the Washington Commanders. Your final thoughts as we wrap up the Ravens week 6.
Final thoughts, impressive show by the offense. Diversified, can win games in different ways, which they couldn't do in years past. Defensively, still not sold on the secondary. Still not sold on their pass rush. I like to see them be more dominant, more controlling. And they'll get a better test against Tampa Bay.
Jeremy Carr.
Yeah, kind of feel the same way. I mean, look, there's not a lot to say about this game. Still a little concerned over the secondary. All the other facets of the game seem to be looking pretty well. I mean, you stop the run. Offensive line's been better. Lamar's completing passes. The running game looks fantastic. Justin Tucker's hitting field goals. Just got to figure out what's going on with the secondary and if there's any way to change this up. Now, there's always that chance that the secondary is not as bad as we think it is. Like Minnesota, who's been leading in every game, and so everybody's been throwing on them. But I don't think that's the case. I think there's just some general issues back there, and whether that's getting a guy moved out or bringing a new guy in via trade. People have been talking about trading for a cornerback, but again, you got to find the right team.
Yeah,
it's got to be the one that's willing to get rid of one or trade one, and depending on what you have to give a value. But I think this team's in a good place to just keep stacking W's. Even now, like Tampa Bay looked really good slinging the football over the field, but their defense cannot get off the field again. This is another great matchup for this Ravens offense this week.
What are they going to say now, Jeremy Kahn, Mike Preston? What are they going to say now? You stop the run, they start throwing. You start throwing, they start stop the pass, they start running again. This happened in one game. All of this happened in one game. The Ravens tried to run the football early. They weren't as successful as they had been, so they say, okay, let's throw the football. So now you back up because now you realize Lamar Jackson can sling the rock. So now you forget the king is in the backfield. And the Mariano Rivera of the NFL closes out the game like he always does, running downhill. That's what the Ravens have become. What are they going to say now about the offense? There's nothing to say. It's you got an offensive coordinator in Todd Monken who is in. It seems like he's connected. He knows what to do. He knows his guys. He knows what to call. He's finally in tune with the offense, and I haven't seen that in a long time for an OC here in Baltimore. For the quarterback and the OC to be in tune the way they are right now. Lamar Jackson getting them out of bad plays at the line of scrimmage. It's just the offense is a beautiful thing to watch right now because there's nothing that they cannot do. By the way, happy belated birthday to the boss lady. Tracy Brandy's celebrated her birthday yesterday. So happy birthday.
Why did you tell her yesterday?
I forgot.
Disrespectful.
I know. Yeah, she's had birthdays today. Celebrating it today.
Happy birthday.
You didn't say happy birthday, Jeremy.
I did.
You did.
Okay, happy birthday.
Man, that was reluctant.
It was, wasn't it? What's up?
What?
Something you want to tell us about?
No, it feels like you got to get something off your chest.
No,
go ahead.
I mean, you didn't want
to
take.
Can't you at least sing to her or something?
Exactly, Jeremy.
Happy birthday, boss lady.
Happy birthday.
That's sad.
I got to say this. Rob is the king of knowing everybody's birthdays. And I don't know if it comes from looking up birthdays on the daily here for this. I'll be looking around like, how do he know it's that person's birthday? I didn't know that. I mean, Facebook can tell you a lot, but come on.
Now time to take a look at tonight's Monday Night Football game.
Monday Night Football Preview.
My job. I do birthdays around here. By the way, coverage of the Bills-Jets Monday Night Football game will start right here on 105.7 The Fan. Tonight at 7:30, but it's the Bills, Jets, Preston. The Bills are only, it's almost a pick'em game.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills are only given 1 point. You find that odd?
Yeah, that's sad.
Over under 40 and a half.
Yeah. Man, I would take the Bills. I mean, I'm not Jeremy, and I don't have all those connections, and I don't have money being wagered.
Algorithm.
I feel like I got. You ever see Jean-Claude Van Damme at the end of the movie Lionheart, where he told the guy, wrong bet! He bet it all on the other guy. Wrong bet! This is the third straight road game for Buffalo. Third straight
road
game.
So you think there's something to it then?
Well, I think there's something to it as well. Aaron Rodgers got his coach fired, and now they're going to put the ball in his hands, and he's going to be the savior tonight. I do think the Jets win. I picked them. Maybe I'm the only one that picked them, but no, Ed would have, because he always picks them.
Yes, he does.
No, but I do think, just looking at the game, it's weird to look at the contrast in styles and what we need to see. Breece Hall has not been running the football well. I know James
hasn't been running the football at all.
He just looks terrible right now. Outside of like the first game or first two games,
yeah,
he's not doing anything. So they've been relying on Allen a little bit more in the running and passing game. But I think this is the one. Allen, Lazard, Garrett Wilson, those guys get going. I think Aaron Rodgers has a big game tonight.
You do?
Yep.
That just jerk. To say I was right.
Well, that's
what he's going to say.
Not Al was right.
He was right.
Yes, he will say that.
He'll say that.
Yes.
Big divisional matchup. I'll take the home team.
I'm going with the Bills in this one. I think the Bills win this game. I think the Bills are a question because the Ravens knocked some starch out of them and they had a hangover the very next week and people start doubting them. But I think, you know, in the AFC, it's the Chiefs. Right out of the Chiefs, right out of them, the Ravens. And I think the Bills fall in the line of the other legitimate playoff teams.
So what do you think about the NFC? Who you got over there?
I think 49ers is still the team to beat over there. I don't care what the little hiccups they had. They had some injuries. 49ers is still there. I think the Lions are the Lions. They showed you that yesterday.
What about the Vikings?
No, I think the Lions and the 49ers are the best teams in the NFC.
That loss of Aiden Hutchinson hurts. I like the Vikings, but the team I think nobody's talking about that we Packers. Will eventually is the Packers.
Yep.
I'm a Vikings guy because I'm a Bill Parcells guy. You are what your record says you are.
Yeah.
And they're there.
Well,
and
it, so the Steelers are really good?
No, but they are what their record says they are. Well, they're 4-2.
To your point, though, too, about you are what your record says you are, they've only trailed for 3 minutes this season. So, like, they've been... They've done everything they're supposed to do in every single game they played.
I think they are what the Lions were 2 years ago, about a year or two away.
You're probably right, but again, like, I'm not one of those guys. Like, I don't necessarily co-sign with Mike, like, the best record means you're the best team. You only get to play who's on your schedule, so I understand it. But, like, when I look at Minnesota, I feel the same way you do. But the NFC, like, I'm not scared of anybody over
there. I'm not co-signing with Mike because he gave Lamar Jackson an A-. I'm not co-signing with him.
Well, he did have 6 incompletions.
He did have 6 incompletions. You're right. Right. And he didn't throw it. And he didn't throw the ball to Zay Flowers in the second half.
Can I tell you this? Like, he is unfazed whenever we talk crap about
him. That's why I talk crap about him. It's better to talk crap about him when he's here because the look of unfazedness is entertaining.
Like, I like when he turns the other way and just rolls his eyes. Like, say what you want. I don't care. I've been dealing with this crap for years.
Vinny and Haney up next with more reaction to yesterday's 30-23 win by the Baltimore Ravens over the Commanders.
And by the way, there's early NHL games today for Indigenous People Day. Some people call it Columbus Day. Now, and you got hockey games starting at 1 o'clock, 2 baseball games today. So a lot of fun leading up to what's going to be what should be a pretty good game tonight.
Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Manic Monday.
Monday morning quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.